This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura in for Kai Rizdal. When you buy a book, chances are you're paying a discounted price for it. That trend started with big bookstores like Barnes & Noble and Borders back in the 1980s. Now it's websites like Amazon bringing you books on the cheap. Audrey Quinn looks at the practice of book discounting and at what's left after all the markdowns.
If you want to get a sense of just how dramatic online book pricing can be, it helps to go to a local bookstore, like Eight Cousins Books in Falmouth, Massachusetts.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah. Carol Chittenden's the owner there. She let me play price check. We have Michael Lewis's Flash Boys here. How much are you selling that for?
$22.36.
Let me look that up on Amazon. So Amazon's got it for $16.77. That's a lot less.
I think that's a little less than we could buy it for from the publisher.
This comparison game is clearly not so fun for Chittenden. We do the same thing for another bestseller, The Goldfinch. Her store sells it for $24. Amazon sells it for $17. Online's looking like the way better deal. Let's keep going here. How about your guys' notebooks? We got
$12.95.
And on Amazon, the notebooks are about the same price. It turns out just about everything Eight Cousins Books sells that isn't a book, it's pretty much the same price as Amazon. And it's the same with other bookstores, other online sites. Online has way cheaper book prices. But compare other products and that price difference goes away. What is it about books? Is it more that the online places are... Oh, do you have to get...
Eight Cousins, this is Carol.
Chittenden has to take a phone order. So we'll ask Oren Tyker. He's CEO of the American Booksellers Association. Just speaking as a product, why is it that books get discounted so much?
Books are the one significant product left in the marketplace today in which the manufacturer actually prints the suggested retail price on the product.
This price on the product thing, it means book markdowns are super visible. Sellers can be like, here's our price, and look at the back of the book. That's what publishers want us to sell it for. See, we're giving you deals, which can be a pretty convenient psychological device, especially if you're a big retailer with lots of other stuff to sell.
When the customer sees a book at 40, 50% off, the presumption is that everything else that that retailer is selling is also equally inexpensive.
And books bring in some pretty attractive consumers.
Yeah, book buyers are good customers. They tend to be slightly more affluent. They tend to be consumers who shop and therefore are always in the marketplace for other products.
Books are kind of getting used here.
So it really devalues the whole concept of the book. And the book is, you know, the book is very important to our culture.
That's Dennis Johnson. He's founder of Melville House. It's a publisher in Brooklyn. He's worried about these discounts in the book industry, but he's not about to stop selling his books to Amazon.
That would be very stupid business. They're the biggest part of our sales. And my core job as a publisher is to sell books.
Hardcover sales are actually on the rise. They're growing faster than ebooks. And despite all the online discounts, the American Booksellers Association says sales at independent bookstores are growing too. Booksellers say the localism trend, shopping at local farmers markets, drinking local microbrews, it's also driven sales at independent booksellers. Back at Eight Cousins Books, Carol Chittenden's finished up her phone call.
I feel that booksellers are very powerful, in fact, because we're very involved in our communities and our customers are so loyal.
That phone call she was on, it was the customer asking her to special order a book, so he didn't have to buy it on Amazon. In Falmouth, Massachusetts, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.